body, shots hit your brain. We come from poverty, man, we ain't have a thing.
This is Jim Sklavounis of Grinder Man, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Hey, all you lovers out there. It's your favorite paramours of the radio waves, Donna and Honey, hosts of the Love Motel, every first Friday on WGXC.
Our next show airs on January 1st.
That's New Year's Day, in case you didn't know.
And we want to hear what you're resolving for the great, big, shiny new year ahead.
Call us on our special hotline. Leave a message with your resolution and we'll play it out on the radio.
That's right. We'll cast your intentions out to space and back to all our listeners out there, helping you conjure your truest desires, whatever they are.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE.
That's 857-342-5568.
And leave us a message telling us what you'd like to bring into the next year.
Or what you'd like the next year to bring to you.
That number again is 857-DIALLOV, 857-342-5568.
And make sure you tune in January 1st, New Year's Day, at 8 p.m. to join us once again at the Love Motel,
where, just like every first Friday of every month, we'll answer your questions about all things romance and play all your favorite love songs. This is Donna.
And Honey.
Saying see you next year.
And we can't wait to hear from you.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
What else do DJs get? I mean, we're just voices in the air, but we're what makes radio live. And what do we get for it? Seems like every year you pack everything up, move to another town. Gets harder and harder to find a station that'll let you program music you want to play. And, well, you're 40 and there's some kid half your age who will take your job and do it for half the money. And then you find yourself making silly demands. Free coffee. But that's my little moment of honesty, so we can get back to the nonsense.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Green Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda. I'm 18 years old, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 7 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Lena. I am from Hudson.
And she's a mystery age. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. This is sort of like our last show of the year and our first show of the year, in a way, because we're recording this on December 30th, and it's going to broadcast on January 1st for the first time.
So it all depends on perspective.
Yeah.
It could be the first, it could be the last.
But either way, Happy New Year to our listeners and to all my co-hosts here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's hope 2021's a much better one than 2020.
Yeah. Happy New Year to you all.
You too. Everyone in the universe is saying that.
Yeah.
I forgot to write the title in my book.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, she was saying she forgot to write Happy New Year in her book.
No, not Happy New Year. Did I? Happy Day.
Happy day.
Happy Day.
It's good to say Happy Day any day.
True.
So who wants to get us started talking about a book today? Or a bookish thing?
Yeah. I have a poem. It's great. Called New Beginning. So it's like a little poem for our happy new year, because this year has been crazy in all aspect, and so I think we're all looking forward a new beginning. Yeah, so it's New Beginning by Helen Steiner Rice. How often we wish for another chance to have a fresh beginning, a chance to blot out our mistakes, a change failure into winning. It does not take a new year to make a brand new start. It only takes the deep desire to try with all your heart, to live with a little better, and to always be forgiving, to add a little sunshine to the world in which we're living. So never give up on despair and think that you are through, for there's always a tomorrow and a chance to start new. Yeah, I feel like this poem spoke to me, because this year has made me more sensitive than I ever was. And I feel like it also made me more strong, made me a strong person. And I feel like this year has made me feel emotions that I wouldn't usually feel, because I never felt I was going to see a lot of people, you know, all the COVID people, how a disease can change the world that we live in, just suddenly. Suddenly I was just senior of Hudson High School, and then suddenly I felt like I was 30 years old, 30 or 50. Suddenly I just feel I have to take responsibility. I have to take responsibility of, because always washing our hands, putting the mask, because it's not just my life, it's also putting anyone's life in danger. And it's I don't know, it's just a different feeling in everywhere, constantly you're just seeing people dying of COVID, and then strange.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that experience. Been a challenging year for sure, and sad in many ways, but also some good moments in there too.
Yeah
Thank you for sharing that poem.
Yeah, thank you for listening. And I'm happy that we are all we were all strong, and even life threw difficulties at us. We I'm talking about all of my co-hosts in this radio. We are all superheroes, and we all bought it, and now we're 2021. I mean, we're living in 2021 in 2 days.
Or right now when people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the future.
Ooh.
Wait, this is the future?
Well, because people are going to be listening to us in the future. So in a way, we're in the future. We're time travelers. Pretty cool. Haven't figured out how to travel back in time. Although maybe, I guess technically on Friday when people are listening to this, we're in the past as well. So, interesting.
That's why I said you're super news.
Yeah.
How are you today,
though? That's crazy. Do you want to go next, Fatia? Do you have a book to share?
Yes, I do. And, like, this book is, like okay, I'm going to read you the title. By Fatia Jenna. And it has by Fatia and Mashida. I put Mashida in it because
she helped.
Yeah, because I love her, too.
Oh, that's sweet.
And, like, I have, like, so many unicorn pictures and, like, a bit of words in it. And I, like, made, like, a dress for myself. Like, a dress. And here is, like, this one has, like, a lot of words in it. Not, like, that much. But this one says, Fame, good, Mashida, Fatia, and Mashida. And I'm like, put a princess over here. Like, her name is Elegant. I put Elegant. I was thinking of a name. And this one is, like, she has, like, a long dress, a really long dress. And she, like, I, like, put scribbles here. Like, scribbles right over here. Because, like, I'm making it into, like, a dark color. Mixing into a dark color.
So you're working on your illustration techniques to design the beautiful dress.
And this one's Ariel. She's Ariel. I put Ariel like this because I don't know how to like draw like the a prince, but I only know how to draw like dresses. And
so for our listeners that are new to our show, Fatia loves to draw and write stories. And so she is showing us one of her latest books. And it seems like this one so far has mostly princesses and pretty dresses. Is that what the books mostly has?
Yeah, but I'm not finished my 100 because I'm just going to write my title like more about something. I'm going to use a purple marker and write, so far I wrote by Fatia and Mashuda.
Where do you get the inspiration for the dresses? Do you...
I'm getting inspiration for the dresses because I was, like, thinking about it. And, but now I'm writing something.
Okay.
And...
Well, maybe while you're working on your book, we can hear from somebody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not me or myself.
Well, by the way, I didn't help her write the book. It was her. She did it. Entirely herself.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But she put your name on it because she loves you. So she's sharing credit. That's very, very kind.
And it's her birthday. That's why. Her birthday is almost here. I made a present for her, but there's something inside that I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. It's a secret. I won't tell.
I'm going to tell what it really is. She's going to open it and see what's inside.
That'll be very special. Well, we'll have to, I think we have another week or two until Mashuda's birthday. So we'll have to celebrate on the radio when it's the special day. But thank you so much for sharing, Fatia.
You're welcome.
How about Amelia? What did you want to share today? Aside from the fact that I think you have a really great shirt on that our listeners can't see.
Well, my shirt says books make me happy, you not so much. And oh. I always wear it when I think I'm going to be, like, home because it feels really rude to wear it out in public, even though I think it's cute.
I hadn't seen the subtitle.
I know.
Books make me happy is very nice, though.
That's why I was startled because you noticed it, and I was like, oh, I hope you don't think this is aimed at you. I promise it's not. I just like this shirt, and it's comfortable. But it is about books, so.
Yeah, books. Books are great.
Books are great.
Many people are also great, but not every book is great and not every person is great.
Mm.
At least at every moment or for every reader. But anyways, what did you want to talk about today?
I got Sam J. Miller's newest book, The Blade Between, for Christmas, and I haven't started reading it yet. But I believe that book actually got like pretty national acclaim. I read an article about it. And I thought that was very cool because Sam J. Miller is from Hudson and this book takes place in Hudson. So it'll be really interesting to read.
Yay. Yeah, I think there's some mentions of the old library in the book.
That should be interesting.
And it was really sweet. He gave us a shout out in his acknowledgments, which was very nice.
Oh my gosh, he did?
Very heartwarming.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was surprised. I still have to read it. I have the audiobook. It's my next read on audio. So I'm excited. So we'll have to book talk it.
Yeah.
Once we've both read it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm finishing Bitten, which, as you might remember, I started at the beginning of senior year, put down, and now I just am reading it because I feel like I'm too far in to give it up. It's not good, but it's, you know, it's there, and I feel like I need to finish it. I read like my mom reads. Even if I don't like something, I cannot put it down. It's like about the principle of it. I can't let the book beat me.
Although I guess you put it down for quite a while. I started it senior year.
I put it down for quite a while.
But maybe this time you'll complete it.
It's not even my book. My friend just doesn't want it back. Oh. That should have been my first sign.
Yeah. Although sometimes I like hand on, you know, pass on books to somebody else and I'm like, I don't need it back, but it's not because I don't like it. It's just because.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to keep some books that are some favorites, but I like to pass them on occasionally too. Might as well give somebody else a chance to read them unless I'm planning to read it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. But yeah, I got that for Christmas. I was really happy.
The Sam J. Miller one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Yay. How about you, Lena? I know you wanted to share some things you got for the holidays as well.
Yeah. Okay. So on Christmas, I got a tablet and a plushie of Monokuma, who is a character from a game and an anime that I like. And, you know, I got up to see if I had any books that I could share. And this was a book that my sister wanted me to read a long time ago. And I remember not liking it a lot. And so it's called Ghost Girl Homecoming by Tanya Hurley. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. And I'm going to read the back. Charlotte Usher, aka Ghost Girl, discovers that the afterlife isn't quite what she expected when she's forced to intern at a hotline for troubled teens. The dude calls when Hawthorne High's leading love to hate cheerleader and her gothic little sis suddenly find themselves in a dire need. Charlotte's opportunity to help them may prove to be the risk of a lifetime for all of them. And to be honest, when I read the book, I'm pretty sure I got pretty confused. I don't remember if I got confused or not, but from the title already, I just realized that there might be a first book. This might just be another book in like a series. I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've never heard of that series. Sounds fun though.
Yeah, but it might be a series. I don't know. Or it could just be worded like that.
Very fun. I also got a book for the holidays that I'm very excited about. It's very heavy though. It's not a read in bed or bring around with you kind of book. It's like more of a coffee table book. And it is called Dolly Parton Songteller, My Life in Lyrics. And it's by Dolly Parton. And it's a really beautiful book that tells stories from throughout her life using different songs that she wrote. And it has lots of pictures of both her and other like instruments or group shots as well. And I'm a huge Dolly Parton fan. And so I was really excited to get this. And the only thing I have to figure out, so I started reading it last week, but I realized that there's an audiobook version of it where Dolly Parton is reading it. And so I think I might try to get the audiobook so that I can listen to it while looking at it, which usually I do one or the other, either listen or I read or I alternate between the two, but I never do the two at the same time. But I think this one might actually be fun to hear her reading aloud because she just has a very engaging, fun way of telling stories. But yeah, so I'm very excited about that book. I'm also excited to read The Blade Between, I believe is what it's called, the new Sam J. Miller book. So that's next up for me, as well as many, many picture books, of course, that I have. There's lots of year-end lists where they list all the top books of the year, and I go a little wild borrowing them. So lots of reading to do this week. Is there anything else you all are particularly excited about for the new year?
Miss Smith is like Emily. Miss Emily, I'm so excited for like my sister's birthday.
so excited.
That'll be fun. Get some cake. She'll get your book. How about Lena or Amelia? What are you excited for 2021?
My birthday's in January too, so I guess that should be exciting as well.
Yay.
My next semester of college should be interesting. I'm taking a film studies class, which will be fun.
Is it like an intro to film?
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it's called, actually. I just could not remember the name of it.
I loved all my film classes in college. They were very interesting and entertaining and sure made me watch films differently than I did before. In a good way. I hope you like that. You'll have to let us know what cool films you're watching. Yeah. Or what horrible films you're watching. Could happen. Hopefully not too many. How about you, Lena? What are you excited about for 2021?
I'm excited that for 2021. I'm excited that we're going into 2021 now because, one, fifth grade is going to be over because I don't like fifth grade. I don't like school at all, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Also, that means I'm a year closer to finishing school and going to college.
Woo!
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're liking school less this year because of all of the weird protocols and, like, is that impacting things a lot?
I just dislike school, like, normally because, one, I hate how they always, an example is because they give us a bunch of stuff to do over the break. And I just remembered that I probably have some homework on break, but I don't remember because we had a sub and I don't remember if they said if we had homework or not. So it's partially my fault.
I think I mostly liked school when I was your age, but I think in general throughout school, there were times when homework just felt like busy work, and that's never fun. I even had that some in college a little bit, but mostly not. Felt a little more purposeful. Although I definitely had classes and assignments in middle school and high school that felt purposeful too, and some that were really fun. So hopefully you get some of those too. Yay. Is Mashuda there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
So what are you excited about for 2021?
I'm excited for a new beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, fresh start.
It's always nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm already looking forward to the warm weather so that even if we can't hang out in person, we can hang out socially distanced outside. I had a lot of nice times this past year just hanging out outside in nature, distanced from my friends, but like in the same somewhat area so we could chat and connect. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to longer days. I don't like it gets dark early.
Yes.
I've always had issues with that. But
it's
but we've
nice.
We've gotten past the shortest day of the year. We've gotten past December 21st. So it's going to be getting longer now, little by little.
Yeah, I love those moments in the sort of winter into spring where you all of a sudden realize that it's not really dark out at like 4 or 5. You're like, oh, it's coming. And you know that soon you'll have longer days. That is a nice feeling. I'm hoping there'll be lots of great books coming out and great movies too. There have been so many films put on hold because of COVID. I wonder if there's just going to be a mass sort of explosion of movies coming out in the new year or if they'll try to pace them out. I'm not really sure how that's going to go. But there were so many movies that are starting to get release dates for 2021 that were originally supposed to be out in 2020. I'll be curious to see them.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. I'm looking forward to Quiet Place 2, which was supposed to be like released in March 17 of 2020. So now it's like March 17 of 2022. And I'm very excited about that.
Wait, 2022 or 2021?
I mean 2021. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was like, well, they put it off 2 years.
2021 is supposed to come up.
Yeah. And so I loved Quiet Place 1. And I think like John did a really good job directing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious to see what'll happen in the second one. I thought the first one was very entertaining.
Yeah.
I know The Quiet Place is part of the other Cloverfield like movies. They're all in the same universe. Have you seen the other one?
I didn't realize that, I don't think.
Yeah, I had to read that they were supposed to be all in the same universe, but yeah, they are in the same like world.
I think I saw there were at least two others, right? Because there's Cloverfield.
Cloverfield Lane, 10 Cloverfield Lane, and then A Quiet Place.
Okay, so I did see all of them. I don't really remember the second one very well.
Yeah, the second one was all right.
Yeah, is it by the same director? Like, is it by John?
No. I think so.
No, they're not by the same director.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about directors, so I don't know why I even bothered to answer that question.
You're like, of course it is.
I want to be part of the conversation sometime, and I just don't realize that what I'm saying is incorrect.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, my favorite of those movies is probably the original Cloverfield. Mm-hmm. I just think nothing really beats the shot of the Statue of Liberty's like head in the street. That's just such a really powerful image, and I love it.
Well, I hope we all get to see some nice films and read some good books and see our friends. And experience long days.
Yeah.
And get closer to college for Lena in the new year. And yeah, also exciting that we have two birthdays coming up in January. Well, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we wish you the happiest of happy New Year's. Happy reading.
And happy New Year. Bye.
It's been all wrong, 'cause I can't.